Hey, you guys. Because of
bitches.
You guys, does Advil does Advil reduce nausea?
No, it might cause it.
No. Okay.
If you take it on an empty stomach, it might cause it like any other.
I
don't have an empty stomach. I was
okay.
Just
throws back the whole bottle.
I was just wondering, just in case I start to get nauseous later, if I should.
There's other special anti-nausea medications.
It's called Pepto-Bismol. It's for nausea, heartburn, indigested, upset stomach, diarrhea.
I don't have any of that.
Mint.
Okay.
Drink mint tea.
I don't have any mint tea left. Oh well, whatever.
Or like some soda or something. Something to say.
Do you have Sprite? Sprite's good for that.
Do we have cherry 7-Up?
That's got antioxidants.
There you go.
Alternately ginger ale, because ginger is very good at calming nausea.
If I start to feel nauseous later, I'll drink some 7-Up. That's fine.
Yeah.
Also, Nate, when you said I just imagined you flailing your arms around like a Muppet.
Ah. Yes.
German flail.
Anyways, that aside,
oh man, did I
Idol and Forlorn.
Yeah, the new rap group. Hold on, let me pull this up. Yeah, there's a note inside. Let's see.
Sam, you can look forward. You can delete this from the recording, Matt, but Sam, you can look forward to in the Persona games. Linda's drug trip to Thunderbird. They're wonderful.
That's the third session.
Sweet.
They're so wonderful.
Those will be up before this airs. That's not a spoiler.
It's
irrelevant to this game, though.
It is. But I was just going to say, there's a point where Linda proclaims her love for Thunderbird because she wants Thunderbird to be around always.
You're irrelevant to this game.
Thunderbirds, yes.
No, that's great. I love that.
Thunderbird's just like, yes, I like you too, Linda, but I do have other obligations.
I am Thunderbird.
Yes, I am Thunderbird. I have other things to do. I'm sorry.
You don't know shit about my Thunderbird.
I got a whole schedule with this shit.
The Thunderbird is too ethereal to talk like that. All the lights go off.
He just loves making me put sound effects.
Pick up the.
Get a problem?
Suddenly a gunshot.
Haha, we don't need power for this. Scott,
what was
Scott,
the power?
Eagle cry, and then suddenly the Persona music plays.
God damn it. No, hold on one second. One moment, please.
Okay.
Many moments, please.
Okay.
In fact, I'm actually going to take this moment to get a glass of water. I'll be 1 second. 1 second.
Suspense is killing me.
Ow, my heart. Oh, Sam. Sorry, Sam.
I know.
Sam, are you okay?
It's okay.
Are you okay?
I'm just sick and sleepy.
Yay. What are you sick with?
Sore throat and had an allergy stuff all day.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
All right. So what happened here?
Sam's talking about how he's sleepy and also a little sick.
Okay.
We're gonna pull through this though.
Fizzle.
All right.
Almost there.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. Books. George, how you doing, buddy? How you holding up on this?
Sam fell asleep.
Sam?
Or is he just like away?
Is he muted?
I wonder if he was not listening or he put his head down. He said BRB real quick and then he said back. So I don't know. Sam, a bunch of dramatic
I'm
shit
here.
Just happened.
I'm here.
Are you awake?
I'm here.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I might have. I heard Emma whimpering and then Matt screaming. What happened? I'm sorry.
Alright, basically to summarize.
Bunch of really traumatic shit just happened.
Yeah. I mean, this guy Mike.
I can't really replicate it again because it was really spur of the moment. But
he pretty much slapped her around. He cut her bangs that hides the scarred up side of her face. He threatened her with a knife.
Threatened her with a knife multiple times.
Multiple times. Actually punched her in the face with the knuckles on the knife. Kicked the chair over when she started to fight back. And then just started to put the knife to her because at one point he said that that her face is asymmetrical, and so he put the knife to the he set the knife against the smooth side of her face.
AKA a whole bunch of really fucked up shit just happened.
Yeah, really terrible things happened. See what time it is. Yeah, I'll call it end of the session there.
Works for me.
Next session, we cool down again because fuck, there's so many kidnappings.
Jesus Christ.
I felt really bad for doing that scene. I'm not gonna lie. There was a part
you were really good at.
There was a part. There was a there. If you noticed, there was a lot of part where I kept saying, "I'm gonna cut your face." And the thing was, that was supposed to be the cue for Nate to cut away before I made that guy start cutting her face. Because I, as a decent human being, could not do that to an imaginary person.
You're the best.
I'm sorry I missed this.
I can't believe it.
How could you sleep through it?
I know! It's like the most intense, hardcore scene. It's supposed to like rile George up.
I don't know.
Oh, sick.
I'll have Matt send you the recording.
I'll find that part and export it.
I'll get retroactively angry.
It was intense.
Basically, it was a good decision to burn him alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever gonna. Well, no, he was gonna cut her. I wasn't gonna cut her because I'm.
He would have actually cut her.
Nate and I were talking about this for a while, and I think like one of the things I had said was, I'm like, because of my involvement in a lot of media, I just know terrible things you can do to people. I've watched 24. And so he's just like, what are you thinking? It's like, cut her in the face and shoot her in both knees. that's just the start.
That's just how you greet each other politely.
I'm back. My internet chose that exact moment to crap out. What did we all say at post game?
Not a lot. I'm just talking about. I know a whole bunch of ways to torture children. Thanks to Fox.
I laughed at Sam for being sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a horrible human being. That was an awesome session, though. I am really happy about that session.
Sam, I don't need to nag you here, but next time, if you're too tired to go on, just say it. It's better to politely decline than to just fall asleep in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
I think all things considered, though, it ended up being just fine.
We just kind of had
to recoach him, and that's all stuff I'll just find out later.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, next time, if you're not feeling up to it, don't do it and save it for later instead of,
Just don't do it. It's like don't drugs. Sleeping and role-playing.
I just always feel terrible when I have to cut out of sessions or miss sessions, and I just...
Feel terrible. Actually,
there is still a bit more that I can do here just to wrap up the parts that I'm GMing entirely. So I'll do that after Sam goes to sleep. I mean, which you should do soon, Sam.
This is
the postgame for Sam.
What, our vain search for Emma?
Yeah.
Where we search in vain for a target we can never locate.
Yeah, well, there's some level of stuff that can happen. So.
Maybe we end up having a pretty cool day.
While Emma gets tortured.
Yay!
Scott, you're the best boyfriend.
It's gonna feel... it's gonna hurt him a lot, too.
I'm gonna say, before we start up again, it's really weird to play Manny not being his cheerful self. Like, I know he's upset and everything, but it's just really weird to have him be sort of, like, depressed.
Well, you're doing a good job, but...
I'm doing a good job of being depressed.
That's just the kind of charm that Nate brings to games.
Sam, I'm glad you had fun. All things considered.
Yes. No. This was fan fucking tastic. I really, really, really like this. I'm very sorry I fell asleep.
It's okay. I'll have Matt export this immediately so he can listen to it tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
And get to sleep. George has 3's experience. Go to sleep.
Okay. Good night, guys.
All right, starting again.